హలో అండ్ వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు యూరాలజీ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీవన్ పాడ్కాస్ట్. దిస్ ఈజ్ డాక్టర్ గిరీష్ నిలివిగి, యూరాలజిస్ట్ అండ్ ఆండ్రాలజిస్ట్ విత్ యూ. ఇన్ టుడేస్ పాడ్కాస్ట్ ఎపిసోడ్ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు టాక్ అబౌట్ స్మోకింగ్ అండ్ ప్రోస్టేట్ హెల్త్. హౌ డస్ స్మోకింగ్ అఫెక్ట్ ప్రోస్టేట్ హెల్త్? వీ ఆల్ నో దట్ స్మోకింగ్ కెన్ మేక్ వన్ టు బి అట్ మోర్ రిస్క్ ఫర్ లంగ్ క్యాన్సర్, బట్ ఇట్ కెన్ ఆల్సో ఇన్క్రీజ్ ద రిస్క్ ఫర్ ప్రోస్టేట్ క్యాన్సర్. However, the truth to that claim is a little complicated. It is not very straightforward. When it comes to smoking having a direct link to causing prostate cancer, the results are mixed. Smoking affects certain hormone levels through exposure to carcinogens, which can affect your risk for cancer of the prostate. While recent studies have not conclusively said that smoking will make you more likely to develop prostate cancer, there is a link based on research. Studies have shown that smokers who have prostate cancer have a much higher recurrence rate than non-smokers. In one study, current smokers were 40% more likely to have tumors return after treatment compared to men who never smoked. They were also more than twice as likely for the cancer to spread from the prostate and 89% more likely to die from cancer. The good news is that patients who quit smoking 10 years previously were not significantly different from men who never smoked, which means quitting smoking helps. So that should offer an extra motivation for all of us to permanently kick the habit. While smoking may not directly lead to the development of prostate cancer, it can make it more aggressive or more fatal. Smoking has so many other effects on our health. So the message is, for any smoker, there is no better time to quit than now. Thank you very much. We look forward to having you join again next week for another exciting episode of Urology for Everyone podcast. Thank you.